Hiya folks, it's Michael Owen here. Back once again for a bit of an update. I've been away for a while, not really had a chance to be doing this kind of stuff, which is regrettable really, but now I think about it, you know, people aren't being nasty to me on Twitter these days. Everything's quite nice and I like it that way, it's good. But yeah, it's the end of the season, isn't it? I mean, another season gone by and, you know, there's nothing really to jabber on about these days. I'm sort of looking to things other than football for inspiration. I mean, I was reading Vanity Fair magazine yesterday, as I always do, and something caught my eye. It was Bruce Banner has decided to become a woman now, and he revealed his new self-image. I mean, I prefer him as the Hulk personally, but you know, if he wants to do that kind of thing, then that's absolutely fine. And to be fair, he looks great as a lady, and you know, fair play to the guy. And it's a really brave thing to do. You know, and I can relate to that because I remember when I used to be younger and I used to play football, and obviously I used to change. I've had to change my image over the years. I used to be kind of a quick, nippy kind of player who sort of do zigzag lines and nip in and out of people and not, you know, maybe even knock it round you, maybe even stick it in the back of the net. But over the years, I've had to change, and injuries have taken the toll. And you know, by the end of my career, I was more of a fox in the box. Now, this guy's obviously had to give up his fox in the box, if you know what I mean. But it's absolutely fine. And I don't know what he's calling himself now. I think he's calling himself Caitlin or Jenner or something like that. But fair play to him, as I say. Just makes me think, you know, it's important issues like that. There are things other than football in the world, and sometimes it makes you stop and think. I mean, with FIFA as well, you can't really get away from it. There's controversy there. It's not really great. It's kind of ugly, really. It's the ugly side of the game. And you know, things might be being said about sort of things being fixed down the years, and maybe the World Cups, and you know, the Qatar being awarded the World Cup for one thing. That's kind of a confusing thing. But I'm just basically coming on here to say that, you know, any criticism of my goal from 1998 being fixed or anything like that, I can say categorically it is false. I mean, one thing I will say is that we had to kind of do it a couple of times, yeah, of course, because, you know, the first time I did it, the lighting wasn't quite right, the shading wasn't there, I didn't quite get the zigzags right, so we kind of had to stop the game, we had to get everybody on in different positions, you know, and film it again. But that's just par for the course, that's just football, isn't it? I mean, you've heard that loads of times. Basically, what went out live on the television was a coy replay of the first half, and we just sort of used mirrors, and we kind of made it look like genuine footage, and the people at home didn't know any wiser. But meanwhile, we were staging the people again, and the keeper had to be in the right place, that kind of thing. And anyway, second time round, I think Zanetti tackled me, and I kind of, you know, turned to the ref and says, look, we've got to stop this, because this is going to be my breakthrough goal. I mean, I'm 18 years old, first World Cup finals, and this has to look right. So yeah, sure, we did it three, four, maybe even five times. You know, we staged the whole thing. But what I'm saying is England didn't win the game, did they? So, you know, you can't touch me. You know, my hands are clean. So basically, my name is Michael Owen, and this is my confession. Well, that's the only thing I'm confessing, really, because I'm, you know, the goal against City in the 96th minute or whatever that was, that was genuine. You know, I only did that once. But yeah, I just thought I'd have to get that off my chest before the proverbial shit storm sort of kicks off, so to speak, you know, and they can't lock me away and throw away the key. I mean, I'm a nice guy really, and you can ask me family and me friends and you know, my kids and my horses and they'll all tell you. I mean, my horses won't tell you because they don't speak. I mean, well, they speak to me but they don't speak to you. You know, and I am not Dr. Doolittle either. I can confess that. That's Eddie Murphy. But anyway, look, guys, I'm going to leave it there. You know, I just thought I'd come out and give you those wise words. And I will be standing for FIFA presidency. So keep your eyes peeled for that. See you later.